Nolte, No Jews Allowed on Democrat Presidential Ticket. By John Nolte on August 6, 2024. Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris had a picture-perfect vice presidential nominee pick with Josh Shapiro, the Democrat governor of Pennsylvania. Shapiro is a young 51. He's a smooth talker. He's seen as fairly moderate. Above all, he's the popular governor of a state Harris must win. Instead, Harris chose Governor Tim Walz, DMN. And who is Tim Walz? He's an aging, radical, open-borders socialist with a DUI to his name, a questionable service record, and a man who only became a national figure as the governor who allowed the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa to burn down large swathes of Minneapolis during the George Floyd riots of 2020. Walz is only 60 but looks 15 years older. Above all, Minnesota is safely in Kamala's column. Related, Walz, I underestimated wanton destruction and crowd size. So, what happened? Why did Cackley McNever Borders R go with the aging radical who can't help deliver a swing state over a young and glib governor who can? There's only one reason: Josh Shapiro is Jewish. And Jews are no longer allowed on the Democrat presidential ticket. We don't need to pussyfoot around this truth. This wretched political party has collapsed upon itself since former Vice President Al Gore chose late U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman, an observant Jew, as his vice presidential nominee in 2004. That was a big deal 24 years ago, something seen as a step forward for a country that, just 44 years earlier, worried about the Catholic John F. Kennedy. That's all changed. Today, a Jew on the Democrat ticket is a liability for a party where the tail of rabid anti-Semitism wags the dog. If you don't believe me, watch Shapiro debase himself by de-Jewing himself in the hopes of getting picked. The people raging and rioting against Jews on college campuses and in Democrat-run city streets are not Republicans. These are radical Democrats, and they wag the dog. Case in point, when President Joe Biden thought he would still be allowed to run for re-election, he began to stab Israel in the back solely for political reasons. He feared losing the swing state of Michigan, home to a large Arab population that has not exactly assimilated to America's ideal of religious tolerance. But it's not just the Arabs in Dearborn, Michigan. Young, leftist, radicalized, ridiculously privileged college kids all across the country share the same obscene Jew hatred. And it's not just Jew/Israel hatred. These little haters are pro-Hamas, which means pro the barbarians who slaughtered and raped and kidnapped over 1,000 Israeli Jews on October 7. So, insane. Columbia University protesters smash windows, barricade themselves inside building. In what everyone believes will be another squeaker of a race, Harris couldn't risk putting the Jew on the ticket. She needs those pro-Hamas votes. She needs those little haters. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.